They should just shut up. They do not know what is happening here. As we speak right now, we have no electricity. We have no painkillers. And someone there stands up and says, protect this dictator. For what reason? Do they even know that we are sleeping hungry? We cannot afford 2 meals a day. I am a graduate from a high university. I cannot afford 2 meals a day. I only have 1 meal a day. And this December 12th movement, cowards in the United States, stand up and protect a dictator. They should just back off and just realize that if they really want to stand and say the truth, they should come and help us out of this problem.
Mm-hmm. Please do stand by Mkoma Zorwa's Misty. Mm-hmm. We are joined by another guest.
Of course we are. In Tunga, we have Mekleo Mafumo joining us from Harare. He is a youth advisor for the World Federation of United Nations Association and also with the Zimbabwe UN Association. Mekleo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this topic today is focusing on the United Nations General Assembly. But, you know, we were talking right now about the issue of the protests happening here in New York for both the December 12th movement and also those hashtag this flag Tajamuka movements and such. But of course, the United Nations General Assembly is going on. President Robert Mugabe is set to speak tomorrow. What do you expect for him to discuss in his speech? I think we just lost him there, unfortunately. We'll give him a call back. And Tunga, phones sometimes are not so kind to us, but no, it's a futu kubata mkoma Mekleo. But per Facebook, we have a couple of comments that came through. Here, there's Andrew and Mercy who are saying they're hearing us loud and clear. Andrew is in Cape Town. Mercy is in Dubai. We have Tendai, who is in Oman, the Middle East. There's that one there. There's Philip, who's hearing us in Durban. Then we have some comments here. There's Pamela Mandu, who says Mugabe must go. Enough is enough. Keith Gondo followed up saying, can Pastor E update us regarding what they have discussed in the General Assembly? I understand that him and Dr. Patson, are we speaking here about Dr. Patson Zamara, had a chance to be in some meetings there. We'll ask him to update us on that issue there. There's JK who says, never. Which land they shared amongst themselves? I think Chichi Papo, JK is talking about the issue of December 12th, saying that, you know, the West only hated Mugabe after he gave the land back. We have here Zoba the Best, who says, these pro-Mugabe December 12th people are all old people stuck in old politics, like non-aligned movements, like their friend Mugabe, and they should all retire and raise their great-grandkids. Zoba the Best there, known as well as Muzi Ngube. Thanks there for the comments. So you guys keep commenting on our Facebook. We hope to hear from you, get your take on what's going on.
Indeed, we joined back by Mekleo Mafumo. When his phone card, you had a question for him.
Koma Mekleo, Nanda Vunzauti, what are you expecting to hear from President Mugabe tomorrow when he addresses the General Assembly?
Thank you so much. I think tomorrow, when the President is going to present at the General Assembly, we are looking at where we are, where we've come from, looking at the sustainable development goals that we as a country have adopted. And on the 17th, this is Zimbabwe territorial chain. And I think the presentation will be related to the things that are on the ground. Do those 10 SDGs have an effect on what is going on currently in the country? And it's still the issue of my SDGs. I still remember my programs at Nagarat Shita and Shita about Matigis Bataka Tanga. Three issues that I thought are human rights, rule of law, and governance, which do a kosher, and it is a concept to achieve some of the sustainable development goals. So now we need to know with Link Ichabude for that presentation, Mangwana. We also need to know with all right, Tapapi, are things improving in Zimbabwe or are things getting worse in regards to the SDGs? So we are all waiting patiently, is a true reflection of what is happening in the country today.
Mm-hmm. Chichi Wangone question.
Yes. I meant to ask you that recently UN have selected 17 global citizens, young citizens, young leaders for the SDG goals. So what I wanted to ask you was, in those, in that selection process, you find out that there are only two Africans that were chosen from Rwanda and Kenya. But how can Zimbabwe participate in next upcoming leadership efforts for the UN?
Okay, Nkoma Maclio.
Yes. Okay. On that question, can I emphasize most of the countries that have been spearheading the issue of my SDGs? This is Zimbabwe. We were on the forefront, but unfortunately, due to selection, we could not be selected to be part of that team, which was part of the United Nations Youth Envoy to the Secretary General. But however, I think most of the issues that are causing us as Zimbabweans not to be selected, especially as young people, is because of the situation that we are in. SDGs are not being talked about that much, especially by us young people. And we are being affected. And it comes to other countries, they are being involved with their government. If you look at some of the teams right now, which we are communicating with, we are in the United Nations General Assembly, like, for example, in Tanzania, they are part of the delegation that is there. They are also part of the side events, and they're actually doing some presentations. Like, for example, other African countries' youths who are actually spearheading some side events have a topic which they termed working together to implement the outcomes of the second international conference on nutrition on sustainable development goals. And they're playing a leading role, representing their governments, representing the young people. But when it comes to us, we don't have anyone who's there to speak up and say, I'm representing the government, to talk about SDGs. So when it comes to such opportunities, to Skutariska, it becomes something that's...
Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that phone again. But nevertheless, we have marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, our one and only star reporter in New York. Mava, give us an update. What's going on now?
Oh, there's been action after action here at the Zimbabwe Embassy in New York. We just saw a member, I think, of the Zimbabwean delegation who just walked out of the embassy with some of the December 12th movement people and left. I'm not sure who it was because I'm on the other side of where the December 12th movement are standing. Mm-hmm. But right now, Pastor Ivan Mawarire is speaking, and he's speaking about, you know, how President Robert Mugabe is here in the United States. And then it's being represented by people from here instead of his own people. So I can take you to him so you can hear what he's saying directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Take us there.
All right. Let me do that.
That has killed people. How sick are you to support a government that is arresting people for standing up for their own rights? How sick are you to support a government that buys themselves brand new cars every year? They spend over $40 million every year to buy brand new Mercedes Benzes, and yet they can't build one decent hospital. How sick are you to think that Robert Mugabe and his government, who murdered over 20,000 of our brothers and sisters in Bulawayo, in Matabeleland, in Gwanda, in Lupane, how sick are you to think that they are okay and that they deserve your support? Nobody can tell the story of Zimbabwe better than Zimbabweans. And so that's why we are standing up. Enough is enough. Enough with corruption. Enough with injustice. Enough with poverty. Citizens of the world, we want you to know that we, the citizens of Zimbabwe, have had enough, and we shall no longer put up with the tyrant. We shall no longer put up with thieves. We shall no longer put up with lies. We are funded by hunger. We are driven by our desire to see a Zimbabwe that is better than the one that we have. If you truly love Zimbabwe, stand with the citizens. If you truly love Zimbabwe, stand with the people of Zimbabwe who are suffering today, who have no jobs, who have no money, whose money has been stolen by our own government. And they're trying to give us bond notes, a fake money, which they say is valuable. We shall not put up with it. We shall not stand for it. We say no to bond notes, no. No to bond notes, no. No to bond notes, no. No to bond notes, no.
You heard there from Pastor Ivan Mawarire, and also there are other people here who are saying no to bond notes. I will just take you a snapshot of what's going on here. I'm back now online. If you can ask your questions so I can ask the protesters.
Maviv, there's any way you can find your way to December 12th. Stan Zorwadza, who's here on the line, who had some scathing words towards them. He was saying, you know, earlier that he's living life in Zimbabwe and it's not rosy. So he was condemning them for even taking action for President Mugabe. So if you can just pose that question to them, to ask them, there's Zimbabweans who are saying, come to Zimbabwe and see what's happening on the ground. Why aren't they doing so but are very quick to support President Mugabe? We'll come back to you once you get a chance to get them and ask them that question. Is that possible?
Thank you. Yes, that's possible.
Okay, awesome.
The spokesperson seems to have left, but I will try and find somebody who can speak.
Thanks, so we'll come back to you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Interesting that update there from our one and only marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We call her the Minister of Instagram. You know, that's in-house. I don't have to explain why we say so. Kodwa elimzwile uPastor Ivan Mawarire bayatshengisela sikhuluma nje esigodlweni seZimbabwe eNew York. Bathi hayi baba Mugabe suka esihlalweni ube khuluma uPastor Ivan Mawarire esola kakhulu laba abe December 21st movement abasekela umbuso kaMongameli Mugabe esithi yena hayibo gambe elgu ngaba kuyukuthi liphambene okunganani emakhanda lapho ukuthi lisekele uhulumende waba obulali uhulumende wabulala abantu ngesikhathi segugura wundi. And Mr. Zorwadza and Mr. Mafuma, please do stay on the line. Now we have to go back to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Mava, we understand that now you have the 21st movement guy.
Yes, I do, but he's not really the spokesperson. So let him have his say on what he thinks. He thinks sanctions are the cause of everything. So let me ask him to say something.
No, I can't do it. I'll finish.
He's saying that he's not able to say anything. I think he was given an instruction from his big boss who's here. So for today, until I see the spokesperson.
Okay. Thanks, Ace. So what we'll do is Tino Zoka Kwauri, once you get a chance to get the spokesperson, okay. And we'll get the update from there. And Tunga, I think he was loud and clear.
Oh my goodness.
And how he said, like, his comrade told him not to speak.
I couldn't help but, you know, feel pity for the old man. I was like, I can't talk. You have to support a cause that you stand for.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you stand up for something that you cannot defend on national television or national radio?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has instructions from his superiors not to say a word, but if you're a picketer, if you're a supporter, you should be open to say anything, you know, to the press, because you are doing so publicly, and that means you are supporting a cause that you are not ashamed of.
Yeah, of course, Antunga. So hopefully we can get the spokesperson and get their take.
I can't talk.
We'll get their take, hopefully, soon enough from the spokesperson. I'm not sure who's still on the line joining us. Antunga, do we?
I think we have a listener here, Nkosi. Nkosi, kunjani ba?
Hayi, khona kunjani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Usibambe ngapi ntuna?
Ngise Botswana mfuthu.
Okay. Ngapi kwakhona eHabron?
Hayi, ngise Mawuni kathesi.
Emawuni. Okay. Sungenele kuhlelo baba.
Yeah, uyazi ukuthi abantu abanjengabo utwa umba lo impopho malo wathi khuluma lapho umpofu utwa umpofu ngabantu abaloke begadi donke icubayo izano PF sokuyidunku yabona lapho kwafela khona idunku kuba lamathambo isikhumba sidliwe izinja sipele kuze kusalizibuya sokuselizibuya kuphela ukuthi kuthiwa lapha kwake kwaba le dunku yafela la sokuphelile. I think youth artists, they must be serious with what they want. This cut is speaking as a Chinese. As a Chinese cut was a good ruler. A lover lava want Babes Lale later, right from the beginning, before Sibula or Ikukura only. Naga si figang, a gulesi state, a sigiso. But at the end of the day, we need to correct that. And the good thing was correct, the youth should stand for their future. Because if future Yabokates is being destroyed, Ogaba Tala Sokpenile, Ogabo Sokwishala Kupelabakanga, Lamanda Gawaseko, the best people to fight this war right up to the end is the youth. Abandavan Jengabo Ogasukuri, you must not try to figure around with the city of Bulawayo. He must try to control himself and his interests, because that city, it belongs to us, not him. I want to make this very clear, crystal clear, that if he continues to come and torment the people of Bulawayo, Matabeleland, he will never even set a foot there again. Umama Umturu, he must not try to be a clever woman and try to tell us, the youth, that he wants to come to Matabeleland. He will go insane for the rest of her life, because what they did, it's seriously. She must not take it easy. We are not happy. Nobody is happy. It is especially with us youth. It pains us a lot to listen to somebody who wants to gain a political mileage by telling us that she wants to come to. Where was she for all along? Because she has been kicked out of ZANU-PF. So I want to make this clear again to the youth, that they must lift up their eyebrows, get ready for such kind of situations. It is high time now that we are going to defend our city from this minister who is trying to impose useless decisions which will never even bring us anywhere. We are trying to create employment for our people there. So he must not come and disturb our development. If that mall has to start off, we will end up going to monitor the construction of that mall, having knob carries and sticks to see who will come and stop the contractor there. That must be well understood. This is very serious. We are talking about the lives of our kids. They've been drinking, whining, and dining with the white people. Now they don't want our kids to enjoy that freedom of exposure to so many different people, because they've enjoyed themselves and theirs is over. We are not going to accept this. He must listen and take this very seriously, that we are not going to sit around and look at him and watch him. He comes in and out as he wishes to come and disturb the development of our youth. That mole is meant for our grandchildren to survive on that mole.
He
must control his mansion and forget about the development in Matabeleland. We will end up stopping him to cross over the Matabeleland line. I think that would be the best solution. We are sick and tired. For that man.
It's
very painful, you know.
Matala.
We fought for this country at the same time.
Baba.
But my topics like, I wonder, I see very pertinent indeed. Matalao.
Yeah. Mgoma Zoradza, mchiri parunare andit. Hello, Mgoma Zoradza.
Ndiripo, hongu ndiripo mkoma.
Koma, dara inyo aramba kutaura kama, zwataeza kutaura na wakunyo yoku kwe 21st movement.
vanoramba nokuti leader wavo anonzi Cotrani Chimurenga uyo is usually a guest of the Zimbabwe government and lives in Eastleigh when he is in Zimbabwe. And we must put it on record that they are receiving huge sums of money from a repressive government, and they should be investigated there in the United States for tax evasion. If they don't declare that money, they need to be scrutinized in terms of the funding they are using to rise up against the citizens of Zimbabwe, when in actual fact they are there benefiting money from a repressive system. So vanhu ivavo havangambotadzi havangangogoni kutaura pese pese because they know they will be exposed.
Thank you there, Mkoma Stan. Let's see if we can go back to Marvelous. I'm not sure if you were able to get anyone for us. Are you hearing us? Hello, Marvelous. Hello, Marvelous. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, if you can just give us an update. I'm not sure if you were able to get December 12th guys or anything.
The December 12th guys have actually, Cotrani Chimurenga has just left after Zor was started talking about him being a guest of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
I zoomed in on him and he realized that, you know, I must have recognized him, and he moved. Either he went the other way or into the embassy. But right now, the picketers, they are not prepared to speak, as you heard them saying earlier on. And what's interesting is some of them are actually wearing T-shirts that say Comrade R.G. Mugabe, as they hold up these posters. So it's very interesting, but they have been instructed not to speak.
So
basically, that's the situation that's here. And they are very, you know, obedient, and they are not saying anything. They are on voicemail right now. But as you can see in my background right there, they're still holding up that yellow T-shirt the gentleman is wearing right there. It's written R.G. Mugabe, and it has a picture of the president right in front.
Mavi, any idea why they're being so elusive to you or the press?
Let's see. Somebody just came in. I think it's one of the embassy staff, and people here are getting agitated. He seems to have been locked out of the embassy. I'm not sure what happened there. If you can see right there behind, that's the embassy door just opened. So this is happening real time.
What's that sound we are hearing? Like there's a burst. What's going on?
Sorry, if you can just say something again.
There's a loud bang coming on, as if I won't say tear gas or something, but there's a bang coming up. What's that?
No, there's no tear gas. In fact, let me take you to a picture of the police right here. They are standing by and watching what's going on. They're not throwing any tear gas. As you can see, they're speaking to one of the Zimbabwean protesters. That's she's holding a hand. That's one of the police people here that are guarding both the December 12th movement and the Zimbabwean protesters. So no tear gas.
Now you hear the sound. Maybe it's the mic, but I mean, for the record, I've never seen U.S. police use tear gas anyway, have you?
We've seen them, but maybe hopefully not in this instance. I think it's been relatively peaceful, so hopefully it stays that way, of course.
I've seen some other crazy stuff, though.
It's an increase of the number of December 12th movement people. Some have just come to join the other protesters, but still the spokesman is not here. Cotrani Chimurenga, that's him right there.
Okay.
He doesn't want to speak, and the last time I tried to speak to him, he pushed me away, so I don't want that to happen again right here on camera.
Kondiwavo Rasta.
So that's him. And I think they're being told that their permit is overdue because the policeman went up to them and said something. I'm not sure what exactly he said, but they seem to be packing up as we speak. So this is a very lucid development right here. Minute by minute, something new is happening. They seem to be putting their placards down and packing up. I'm not sure whether they are packing up to go or packing up for other reasons, but they're actually leaving, as you can see right there. They are leaving the embassy right now, but a few are still remaining, but they put down their placards and left. Or else maybe it's a new shift, I'm not sure. This gentleman here was not there before, but he has, seems to have just joined them right now. And I wouldn't want to, you know, ask him something just in case.
Komavi, Rana Pastor Ivan, Dr. Patterson Zamara, we hear they've been meeting with many people, you know, officials, maybe go UN or other countries, go UN. Who have they met?
And in Gataure, Miriran, the preparation of Pastor Zamara, Dr. Zamara, Avapuasi, Pastor Ivan, Varipan. Sakaregani boyedza kuti tinzwe kwavari asi sekuona nekunzwa kwandiri kuita havanga vasiri kusangana nevanhu ava zviri pama appointments but let's ask him, he's right here. Vari kuti pane zvavari kuda kuita saka sekutaura kwatiri kuita this is a very lucid you know situation happening right now saka pane zvavari kumbogadzira kuita pari zvino rega itiona kuti zvii but vati timbomira saka tichaenda pamberi apo
sikubonayo kathesi emfanekisweni lapha emfanekisweni ephuma eNew York sibona isizalwane seZimbabwe ziyatshengisela phambi kwesigodlo seZimbabwe eNew York khonapha eMelika zithwele amabhakani sithi zona mgabe must go gahambe umgabe yiko ke abakuchoyo that's what these Zimbabwean demonstrators currently picketing in New York saying.
Interesting developments and Tunga, as we see here. It's been a very interesting show, Nasi, because we got to see both sides that have been protesting there for and against President Mugabe. Quite an interesting outcome today on our live talk show. But as we pointed out earlier, there are many people who are asking where are the young people in particular in the December 12th movement. But of course, we saw young people are joining the this flag and Tajamuka movement there.
Maybe also what I could add is many people are asking that has it been effective? Like this whole, I would really want to find out from somebody if it has been effective, them being in New York in terms of the demonstrations. And also one of the citizens were asking me that, what is the end game with, is Stan still there? Stan, are you still there? Is he still there?
Maybe not.
No, I'm still there.
Okay,
I can
just,
hear you.
Okay. Just your parting, your parting words.
Maybe one question I'd like to ask to you is, what is the end game for this protest? Someone was asking me that the protests are going on, and there's a lot of brutality going on. Are you changing your strategy? Are you measuring the effectiveness, or more people are going to get hurt?
In 30 seconds, Mkoma,
right.
Time your phone.
Okay. True. We are having a build up of these protests, and they are getting us somewhere. For example, we are going to demand that the United Nations withdraws all the Zimbabwe Republic Police from all missions for peacekeeping in Darfur, Liberia, Sudan, and you name them. And what we are saying, the United Nations must not participate in exporting violence. You cannot allow a repeating offender to peacekeep outside the country when they cannot even maintain peace. So we are confronting all these fronts to ensure that the build-up reaches what we want to achieve as objectives and attain justice and freedom in our country.
And on that note, we come to the end of our show, and it's a time to disconnect. I'm Tunga Milinkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, asking that you join us next week. And
I am Chioniso Johnny.
Let's make another date on Tuesday, because when it's Tuesday, it's the connection.
Good night.